This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of People News Bulletin. Controversial head of Turin Pharmaceuticals has resigned after his arrest for security fraud at a former company he ran. J.P. Morgan Chase will pay over $300 million in fines and penalties for steering clients to its own funds. Bolivian legislation allowing children as young as 10 to work has created a rift between those who support it as an Andean tradition and others who condemn it as exploitation. Stellenbosch University in South Africa is being asked to diversify. Student body is 62% white compared to 8.35% of the country's population, and its professors are 83% white. Britain has dropped its prison population under the age of 18 by 64% since 2009. A 2006 special American residency program for Cuban medical workers to come here is a contentious issue in current negotiations with the U.S. Spaniards are the biggest spenders on lottery tickets in the world. The U.S. Census Bureau predicts that a declining white birth rate combined with a high Hispanic birth rate will leave the country with no ethnic majority in 30 years by 2045. An economist connected to the right-wing ruling party BJP in India has filed a corruption case against Sonia Gandhi and her son Rahul over handling of a newspaper founded by Nehru, the great-grandfather of Rahul, in 1937 and its reorganization of its debts in 2008. Tribes in Oregon have approved a plan to build a facility to grow marijuana on the reservation and sell the product through tribe-owned stores outside the reservation. Preservation and Confederate groups have filed suit after a 6-1 vote of the New Orleans City Council to remove four Confederate monuments to Generals Lee and Beauregard and Jefferson Davis. An anonymous donor visited two Ohio Walmarts and spread holiday cheer by paying off the store's entire layaways, $36,000 in Lorain and $70,000 in Cleveland. The climate goal for the USA is to cut greenhouse gas emissions 26% to 28% from 2005 levels by the year 2025. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 109 Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.